清明小长假正在进行当中。嘿，各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Lina。How are you? So I guess most likely you guys are having a good time, aren't ya?
Maybe this time.
I just can't describe how I envy you because I can never take time off.
Maybe this time, for the first time.
那希望大家呢就是可以好好的享受一下这个清明小长假，然后好好的休息一下，那下周一呢又可以整装待发，打起精神继续奋斗。 Anyway， 那今天给大家推荐歌曲名字叫做 Maybe This Time， 这已经是我第三次录了，所以整个人有点状态有点脱线。 Maybe This Time 有点蓝调有点慢啊， I hope you like it
Like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, Lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are there in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. 'Cause everybody, oh, they love a winner, so nobody loves me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are there in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time, maybe this time I'll win.
I'll win. 好，音乐之后欢迎回来。那今天咱们这个词汇扩展部分的话呢，要看这个单词是来自于歌词当中的，就是哪一个单词呢 ？ODD， 不是 OD 啊，是 ODD， 它是一个形容词，它表示奇怪的、怪异的、反常的。来看短语，他说这个看起来特别怪的房子 ，an odd-looking house， 听起来特别奇怪的名字。An odd sounding name. 例句，真是怪了，她一直没写信。It's most odd that she hasn't written. 他们是非常古怪的人。They are very odd people. 那个人有点怪。There's something odd about that man. 哎呦，他没认出我来，这才是奇怪的地方。The odd thing was that he didn't recognize me.他有一种异样的感觉，他在躲着自己。 She had the oddest feeling that he was avoiding her. 好，以上就是这个 odd 的基本意思，奇怪的、反常的、怪异的。那这个 odd 接下来作为形容词还有其他的意思，比如说 You are wearing odd socks. 你穿着奇怪的袜子吗？ No, 你穿的袜子不成对。 You are wearing odd socks.By the way, I'm wearing odd socks today. 顺便提一下，我今天穿着袜子不成对。对了，这个 odd 还表示不成对或者不同类的这样意思。那 odd 呢，它也可以作为就是数学当中的这个奇数的这样一个意思。比如说135和7是奇数， 135 and 7 are odd numbers. 那这个奇数跟它的一个反义词偶数怎么讲呢？ Odd numbers?反过来就是 even numbers， even number, odd number, even number, odd number, 奇数、偶数、奇数、偶数。好，那个 odd 前面呢就讲它是作为形容词的用法，接下来看一下它其实还可以作为一个副词来使用，大概就等于 approximately 大约或者略多。例句他说他多大年纪了，七十出头吗？ How old is she? 70 odd. 他在那里工作了二十多年， He has worked there for 20 odd years. 在这个数字后面加一个 odd 就表示哎，可能稍微超出这个数字一点儿或者左右。这个有多少页啊？500来页。How many pages was it? 500 odd. 他迄今演过60多部电影。He has now appeared in 60 odd films. 好，接下来继续讲这个 odd。它作为形容词的时候呢，有的情况下它必须要和这个定冠词 the 放在一起连用，念作 the odd, the odd。它并不是表示形容词加上定冠词表示一类名词，它是还是形容词的一个意思。 The odd 表示偶然的或者偶尔的，不规律的。听下例子，他说他偶尔会犯错误但都不怎么严重。 He makes the odd mistake, nothing too serious. 注意了，这个 the 是不能省掉的。 He makes the odd mistake, nothing too serious. 他偶尔犯错但都不怎么严重。我知道 Ellen 偶尔喜欢喝酒。 I knew that Ellen liked the odd drink. 我知道 Ellen 偶尔喜欢喝酒。 I knew that Ellen liked the odd drink. 下一句他说，哎，他比较体贴的听着，只是偶尔插句话。He listened thoughtfully, interjecting only the odd word. 例句当出现了 interject, I-N-T-R-J-E-C-T. Interject 表示动词打断或者插话的意思。He listened thoughtfully, interjecting only the odd word. 他比较体贴的听着，只是偶尔插句话。好，接下来看一个短语啊，异类怎么说？ The odd man out 也就等于 the odd one out， 与那个其他不同的或者合不来的人或者物，也就是异类。来听一下例句，他说在学校里面他总是与别人格格不入。 At school he was always the odd man out。 猫狗马鞋子哪一个不属同类呢？ Dog, cat, horse, shoe,Which is the odd one out? 好，以上的这个短语希望大家掌握一下。The odd man out, the odd one out. 那最后看一个名词短语啊， odd job, odd job 表示零工散工的意思。例句他说，那咱们需要钱对不对？那我们可以就是周围打听一下，看有没有人就要找人做零工什么的。We need money, right? We could go around andAsk if people need odd jobs done or something. Odd job. 好了，以上就是今天咱们节目这个所有内容。那喜欢这首歌的同学呢，可以在下面播放器上面下载。那喜欢丽娜同学也可以关注一下微信公众号胡姬声 Mistletoe， 在文本的最下方。Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great, great weekend. But anyway, I'll see you tomorrow.
Nobody loves